This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. British Prime Minister Theresa May goes to the White House later this week, the first foreign leader to visit during the Trump administration. She spent today, though, Ms. May did, laying out a new post-Brexit industrial strategy for the United Kingdom.
It's about doing what every other major and growing economy in the world does. Not just sitting back and seeing what happens, but putting in place a plan and getting on with the job.
The other big thing that Prime Minister May is banking on is a bilateral trade deal with the United States, a way, perhaps, to help her negotiations with the all-important European market post-Brexit. From our European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on that one.
Revving up one of his company's hand-built sports cars, Julian Turner looks a picture of self-confidence. But as the boss of Westfield, a small British carmaker, he's anxious. Britain is leaving the EU, and without a free trade deal, that could leave him facing hefty tariffs.
We're very worried about tariffs going on our vehicles, going into the Eurozone. It will destroy the market. People will just not buy our product and look elsewhere for something different.
But he's an entrepreneur. His anxiety is tempered with optimism as he seeks out fresh markets abroad.
We've been looking into China, Korea, and the United States of America. There's plenty of opportunity, you know, and especially with America, it's the land of opportunity.
Prime Minister Theresa May feels the same. She's hoping for a free trade deal with the UK's closest ally, cashing in on the ties of blood, language, and history.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
Okay, so the relationship did get off to a rocky start.
Fought the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and a British...
But Theresa May has been keen to accentuate the more recent shared history. She sent Donald Trump, along with her congratulations, this recording of Winston Churchill in 1941 addressing the American people.
I feel a sense of unity and fraternal association.
May wants a special relationship with Trump's America, exploiting his support for Brexit, taking him up on his offer of a free trade deal. Trade between the two countries is roughly in balance, worth around $44 billion a year to each side. No one can say it's unfair. Chloe Westley of the pro-Brexit campaign group Change Britain thinks this deal will go ahead.
I think Trump has a special place in his heart for the UK, and other senior Republicans like Paul Ryan have also expressed an interest in signing a trade deal with the UK. So it's all looking very positive at the moment.
Theresa May hopes that a deal with the US will bolster her chances of a free trade agreement with her European partners. It may have the opposite effect. Alan Winters at the Trade Policy Observatory says the US will insist on full access to the UK for its farm produce, and that would cut into European exporters' share of the British market.
That would be something that we were essentially taking away from the Europeans, and it would make it quite a lot more difficult to reach an overall deal with the European Union.
And he says the Brits should not forget the importance of the market on their doorstep. While America currently takes 12% of UK exports, the EU takes almost 50%.
The European Union is large, similar to us, very close and very rich. And so, yes, it's always going to be our dominant trade partner.
There are other obstacles to a UK-US deal. Will British consumers stomach American genetically modified crops or hormone-treated beef? But if there is a deal, stand by for a tidal wave of, among other things, British diapers. Bambino Mio, in spite of the name, a British company, packs up another consignment of its reusable diapers. The firm will cover more American than European babies' bottoms this year. The boss is Guy Sharnsheaf.
We are selling, and we're selling very successfully in the US. But I think what excites me about a free trade agreement is it will just make that process much easier.
But the sceptics say he shouldn't expect a sweetheart deal from Donald Trump, who, after all, wasn't elected to put Britain first. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.